Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 30, Forgiveness. Once for all forgiveness, the New Covenant announces a kind of forgiveness unlike anything humanity had known before. Under the old system, sacrifices were repeated year after year because it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins. Hebrews 10:4. They served as continual reminders that sin had never been fully dealt with. But Hebrews declares something entirely different about Christ. He has appeared once for all at the culmination of the ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself. Hebrews 9:26. Once for all, not once for now, not once until the next failure. Once for all. This truth is difficult for many believers to embrace because we are accustomed to forgiveness that feels temporary. We imagine God forgiving us in installments, as though grace is renewed only when we confess quickly enough or repent deeply enough. But Scripture teaches that the forgiveness Jesus secured is not a repeating transaction. By one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. Hebrews 10:14. His sacrifice does not need to be offered again because it accomplished what no other sacrifice could. It removed sin from the record and satisfied the justice of God in a single decisive moment. When we begin to understand this, the weight of striving begins to lift. We stop living as though forgiveness is fragile or easily lost. We stop imagining that God is waiting for us to earn our way back into His favor. Instead, we learn to rest in the truth that forgiveness is not maintained by our consistency, but by Christ's finished work. As Jesus declared from the cross, "It is finished," John 19:30. The cross did not merely open the door to forgiveness, it secured it forever. This once-for-all forgiveness also transforms the way we see our failures. Instead of viewing them as moments that place us back under judgment, we begin to see them as opportunities to return to the grace already given. If anybody does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the Righteous One, 1 John 2:1. We do not confess to become forgiven. We confess because we are forgiven. The cross has already spoken the final word over our sin, and that word is forgiven. As this reality settles into the heart, it produces deeper confidence in God's love. We begin to trust that He is not keeping score or waiting to withdraw His mercy. Blessed are those whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Romans 4:7. Once for all forgiveness, the foundation for a life of gratitude, worship, and freedom. It teaches us that the Christian life is not about trying to stay forgiven, but about learning to live in the forgiveness already given. This is the beauty of the gospel. Jesus did not offer a temporary solution. He offered himself, and because his sacrifice was perfect, his forgiveness is permanent. Once for all means once for your past, your present, and every moment still ahead. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.